Daf Nun Dalet. We got to the last line of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara describes Habruya Ashkach the Lahu Tamida. She found a certain person learning the Havikah Garis Bilchisha. The individual was learning quietly, and Batsheba, she kicked him. So Amrila, she says to him, Lo Kach Kasev does not say in the Pasuk, Arucha Bakol Ushmura, if things are Arucha, if things are Musudr, and that understood to mean also if a person should say things out loud, Biramach Evarim Shalach, if a person uses his entire body in order to learn Torah, Ushmura, that's going to be preserved, he'll remember what he learns, Mishtameris, Vimlav, a person doesn't use his Ramach Evarim, a person does not speak, rather learn out loud, then Eina Mishtameris, it does not get preserved. So this is a very, very important Gemara, because they discuss in the Poskim whether or not a person is Mekayim Limra Torah through Hirur, through being Mahar Torah is one Mekayim Limra Torah. The proof from this Gemara, the fact that Beruya kicked him, indicates that one is not does not Mekayim Limra Torah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav was very makbid on this particular din. He says one does not get any check marks for learning quietly. You have to learn out loud. Others argue. One big nafkamina, not only is the Schar Limra Torah, but also in terms of the Bracha. This one say a Bracha on Hear Her Torah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one does not say Brichas HaTorah on being Mahar B'Torah. The Gra argued, the Graf felt, and quotes this Gemara, that you can, that one does not, so rather, one, sorry, one does, you do get a, he doesn't bring this Gemara, he says you, one does actually get, does have to say bracha for Hirei Torah, because the positive Higisa Bo Yom V'Laila, Higisa is a lashon of being, to hoge, to think about, the Machshav alone, that does actually qualify for Limud Torah. Either way, this is an interesting Gemara. Beruya, yet again, shows her great, tzidkus in, knowing Psukim. So Gemara then says, Tana, Talmud Chacham Hayal Rabbi Eliezer. He had, Rabbi Eliezer had a certain Talmud who learned quietly. Lachash Lo Shoshanim Shachach Tamuda. After 3 years, he forgot everything because he didn't learn out loud. So Tana the Brisa comments, Talmud Chacham, Talmud Echad Rather Hayal Lo Rabbi Eliezer. She Nischai Bisreifel Makom. He was Chai Sreifel. What do you do wrong? Because the Mishnah Avos says one who forgets Talmud for Torah is Chai Misa. So he's Chai Misa for forgetting his Torah. So they said Amrulah. They said Hanichal, leave him alone. Adam Gadol Shimesh. He was Meshamish Talmud Chacham and Adam Gadol Rebbe Elazar. Leave him alone. Yes, he made a mistake. He forgot his learning. He was Chai Misa according to the Mishnah Avos. But let him be. Don't attack him. Don't kill him. So Amr Le Shmuel Le Rav Yehuda. Shmuel called his Talmud of Yehuda Shinna, sharp one. Shinna means to be sharp. So he says Shinna Pasach Pumech Kari. Open your mouth and call. Read out loud. Pasach Pumech Tani. Open your mouth and learn Mishnayos out loud. Kiecha. This time, in order for you to retain what you learn, you need to learn out loud. This whole Gemara is just about remembering Gemara. We'll see many, many more Gemaras. Remembering that which you learn. So speaking out loud, learning out loud is one way to help the memory. So he says, "V'tarach chayai," and this way you remember, and this way the Torah will preserve you and give you a chayai, a long life. Shenemar, it says, "Ki chaim heim lemotzeim," it's life to those who found them or find them. "Ulechol besar merapei," and it's going to heal all those in flesh. "Atuki lemotzeim," don't say those who find, rather ela limotziehem bepeh, those who articulate, those who daven, or rather learn out loud, they're the ones who are going to kihem chaim heim, they're going to be serving as a life lifeline for them. So Amar Le Shmuel, Shmuel says further, Rabbi Huda to his Talmud, Shinna, sharp one, Chatov v'achal chatov ishti, grab and eat, grab and drink, the alma de azlina may, this world quickly goes away, meaning chap all the mitzvahs you can, all the Torah, because the world could end or for you quite quickly, kehilula dami, it's like a party. What that means is, according to Rashi, Rashi has three lines from the top here, kehilula dama, hayom yeshnu l'machar einenu, today it's here, tomorrow it's not, it's domu l'chuppah sheholechas maher, a chuppah back then was pretty quick. Now they're like an hour and a half long, but back then chuppah is 1, 2, 3, boom. Maybe nowadays weddings are much quicker, much shorter, but it's boom, chuppah's up, chuppah's over, they're married. So to the world comes, the world goes, take advantage, chap all you can now. So Amar Le-Rav, Le-Rav Hamnuna, he says, Bini im yesh lecha, Rav says to Rav Hamnuna, my child, if you have a hetav, if you have the means, hetav lach, enjoy it. Enjoy this world, shein bishol tanug, there's no enjoyment in the world below, in the Gehenim, or in the shol means the kever, vein lamaves hismama, and there's no delay in death. In other words, some say this should be taken literally in terms of gashmis. If you have money, use the money now, because of what good is money for your afterlife? What are you going to do? Vim tomar, aniach levana, you sleep with your children, and you rush your children, children, chok. He says, Bishol miyagilach. Who's going to tell you when you're in a grave what's going to be with your children? If you have money, don't put it in retirement. Save it for yourself. Don't leave it for the kids. Bnei ha'adam domim la'isrei hasad. The people are like the blades of grass. Halalu notitim, halalu novim. These grow and these wither. So what's going to be with your children? Of course, Baruch will take care of them. Don't worry so much. Enjoy the money you have in this world. That's how some interpret it. Others say it's talking about in terms of ruchnis. In terms of ruchnis, a person should do all he can right now. All chap, all the mitzvahs right now, because who knows what's going to be. The next day, a person may not be alive anymore. So it's ruchnis and gashmis. These are two different interpretations. So Gemara then says further, Amr Bishu ben Levi, ha-mahalech b'derech ein ima levaya. A person who's walking has no one to escort him, no one to protect him. He's going to be in danger, walking in the dangerous paths of the world. He says, yasuk b'tor, a person should learn, shenemar ki levayas chen hema. The chen, there was reference to Torah's chen is able to levaya, be milav, a person to protect him while he's walking. Chash b'rosha, a person has a headache, yasuk b'tor, one should learn, shenemar ki levayas chen hema l'roshecha. The chen, the Torah, serves to protect and to heal the head. Chash begrona, a person has a ache in his throat bothers him. So yasuk sore throat, yasuk b'tor, he should learn. Shenemar va'anakim legagrosecha. Anakim is referring to like a necklace. A necklace, we'll see, refers to the Torah. Put it around your throat, it's going to heal the throat. Chash b'meyav, a person's got a stomach ache. Yasuk b'tor, he should learn. Shenemar rufos ti l'sharecha. It's going to heal that which is sharecha, which is in your stomach. Chash batzmos, if a person has some aches in his bones, yasuk b'torah, shenemar, v'shikwe lasmosecha, it's going to be in the marrow of your bones. Torah is going to help protect and heal the bones. Chash b'chalguf, a person's entire body is within pain, yasuk b'torah, shenemar, ulechol b'sar marpe, it's going to heal the entire body. So Amar of Yehuda b'Rabbi Chiya, bo re, come and see, shalom ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam, adam nosin tzam l'chaveiro, l'zeh yafel l'zeh kasha. A person prescribes a certain medicine, for some it's going to work, others it's not going to work. However, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay, and that's not the case, nosin Torah l'yisol, sam chayim l'chol gufo. A person is given the Torah, so while some medicines it works for, you know, there's always side effects, some parts of the body it's good, other parts it's going to affect it, but when it comes to the Torah, it's good for the entire body, from top to bottom. Shenemar ulechol b'saro marpe. So Amr v'Ami, my dechsev, what are they saying? The meaning of the pasuk, ki noim, ki tismarim bivinecha, yikoni achtav alsfasecha. What it literally means, it's going to be sweet when you preserve it in your stomach, prepare it together on your lips. So what's the interpretation? Amasai, when is it true that divrei Torah is going to be ni'im, ni'im, and they're going to be so sweet and so pleasant? Bizman she tishmar bivinecha, when they're going to be preserved, when you retain them, when you know Torah, that's the greatest gishmak in Torah, when you know it. And when will be preserved? When will you know the Torah well to give you that ne'imus? When you have a seder, when you say it on your words, when you prepare, when you speak daven out loud, rather, when you learn out loud in an organized fashion, that's when you remember it, and then when you remember it, it's going to be ne'imus. Rabbi Zeir Amar Mihacha, he has the same idea, but from a different source. Simcha le'ish is going to be a great joy for a person, b'mane piv, when he can respond, when he knows the answers, because he remembers everything. The davar b'ita matov, it's going to be in the right time, it's going to be good. What does this mean? Eza emasai simcha le'ish, when will there be great pleasure for a person, happiness for a person? B'zman shimana b'fiv, when he can answer back, when he knows the answers to Torah. Lashon Acher, alternatively, Emasai Simcha Leish B'manav Piv. When will there be happiness when a person gives answer? Bizman Shadavar B'ito Matov. When he learns in the right time. What that means is, Rashi says, when you learn the Inyane Zman Bizman, you know, Inyane Sukkis and Sukkis time, Inyane Shavuos and Shavuos time, and so on, that gives a person a certain level of Simcha. You learn what you want in the right time, that's going to help a person remember and give him great Simcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mihacha is the same point here. Ki karav eilecha hadavar me'od b'ficha u'bevavcha laso. So it's very close to you. The matter is very close to you in your mouth and your heart. Emasai karav eilecha, when will it be close to you? Bezman shebepicha u'bevavcha laso. So when it's in your mouth and in your heart. So you need these two elements. You have to have a desire, a passion to learn, and you also have to be b'ficha, to use your mouth, again, to learn out loud. That all helps you remember and gives you that great pleasure. So this Gemara just simply gives good etzes, how to remember things. Again, speaking out loud, davening, learning out loud is a very, very important element of remembering things, and of course having a passion, learning things when you want to, you have to be chafetz bo. So then the Gemara says further, Rav Amar Rehacha, he says the same concept from a different pasuk, Tavas libo nasatalo, I gave a person a taiva in his heart, Vareshes svasav, and when he's going to speak from his lips, Ba manatasel, don't hold back from using your lips. What this means is Amosai Taivas Libo Nasatala, when they give a person a certain taiva for learning, Bisman Sha Reshus Sasa Bamatasela, when you use your lip and you don't hold back, then you're going to have a taiva to learn more and more and more Torah. So Rava points out, Rava Rami, he points out the Pesukim seem to contradict each other. It says, Ksiv Taivas Libo Nasatala, I gave a person a certain taiva which emphasizes one's machshava, one's taiva, Uksiv Vareshes Svasav Balmatasel, to speak, to articulate. So is it about the taiva or is it about the speaking? And the Gemara says, Zocha Tavas Libo Nasatala. If a person is a Zocha, so the taiva alone, the taiva, the machshava alone is going to be sufficient in its success in learning. Lo zocha, if he's not zocha, areshes svasa ba'matasel, don't hold back from speaking out loud. So some people are zocha simply by having a taiva's libo, just being machshav the Torah, but a person really should be articulating the Torah in order to be most successful. So Tana debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, ko makom shenemar, whenever it says in the pasuk, netach, or the word sela, or the word va'ed, it means ein lo hefsek lo olamas, it means eternal, there is never an end. These three words. How do we know? Netzach tichsev ki lo liolam ariva lo netzach ektof, not forever, and he uses the word lenetzach and the word liolam interchangeably, so it means eternally. Sela tichsev kasher shemanu kein reinu b'ir Hashem tzvakos b'ir alokeinu alokim yichonu ad olam sela. Sela is a reference to olam sela, a eternal time. And then finally va'ed tichsev Hashem yimloch liolam va'ed, it means forever as well. So the Gemara now says, quote to Simon, a nemanakir anakim lechayev luchos acharis. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean in the pasuk? We quoted this pasuk earlier, vanakim legagrosecha, when there's a chain, when there's a neck that's around your neck. So this is a reference to Torah. Im mesim adam atzmo ka'anak zef, a person makes himself like a particular type of necklace. Sheraf al tzavar, it's very loose on the neck. Veneer of anonir, sometimes, you know, it's noticeable, sometimes it's not noticeable. If it's too tight, you can't see it below my chin. Sometimes it hangs, sometimes it's hidden. So what that means is, tamudu miskaim biyado, it's going to be miskaim. When a person tries to be, he's not trying to be a person out there in the public eye, and he's not looking to show his face, he's looking to be quiet and learn the base measures up in the attic somewhere where no one sees him. So that's a person who's humble, he's going to be successful in his limud haTorah v'imalav. If not, tamudu miskaim biyado, if a person is always looking to be out there in, you know, the public eye and what he's accomplishing in Limud HaTorah, then the Torah will not be miskayim. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean in the pasuk? L'chayev karugas habosem, that one's cheeks are like a patch, like a garden of b'samim. Im meisim adam atzma ba karugas zu. A person makes himself like a patch of b'samim where people tread over. Shakol dashim ba, people tread over and people walk over all the time. They're using the path. U'kibosim zeh shakol mispasmim ba, and everyone goes to enjoy the fragrance of this garden. Which means a person is willing to be stepped all over. He's willing to be humble. He's not looking for his kavod, his own respect, his own acknowledgement. That person, he'll be successful in his limud haTorah and he'll be miskayim. Vimlav, a person is not willing to stand back and he demands respect. So then, ein tamudu miskayim, then he will not retain his learning. Vamar Rabbi Elazar Ma'idich, so what does it mean in the pasuk? Luchos even, that the stones of the luchos were luchos. Im adam meisim atzmo es lechayiv ke'even zuv. A person makes his luchos is a reference to lechayiv, his cheeks, like a rock. So then, that they're not going to be worn down from people, insulting him. He doesn't mind. He's a rock. He'll ignore it. It bounces off him. Sheino nimches, it doesn't ever get worn down. Tamudo miskayim biyado, then he'll be successful and retain his learning. Vimlav, if not, ena tamudo miskayim biyado. Vamar Rebbe Laza, further, ma'idich, it wasn't in the pasuk, choros ala luchos, that they engraved the words on the luchos, il malay lo nishabru luchos harishonos, had the first luchos not been destroyed, broken, lo nishtatcha Torah miso, we would not have forgotten any Torah, because choros means it would have been choros mamash engraved in our memory forever, but since the luchos were broken, that brought a certain shichcha, a certain forgetfulness in the world. With Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he said, "Ain kol uma v'loshen shalatas behem." He says, "No one would have been able to have any control over us had the luchos rishonos remained intact." Shenemar charus al tiku charus elacheris. We would have been completely free without any shibud melchius. So Amar Rav Masna, my dechse wasn't mean the pasuk umi midbar matana. They're traveling from different locations in the midbar. Im meisim adam atzmo kemidbar zeh. Person makes him have like a midbar and shakol dashimbo, that everyone just walks over him like the sand. Tamudo miskayim biyado, again the same point. Vimlav, if a person is not humble, then ein tamudo miskayim biyado. So one time the Gemara says, Rava, braid of Yosef bar Chama havalei milsa of Yosef bahadei. They once had a certain argument and they went to, they wanted to go appease him. So kimatim ali yoma di kippura erev yom kippur amar. They went, Ezel v'faisa, let's go make Rav Yosef happy. So also Ashkei Lushama de Kamazik, they saw that the aide of Rav Yosef was Mazik Le Kasas, pouring him wine and diluting the wine. And Amrlei Rava says to the attendant, Havli, give it to me, please. Vimzigi Anu, I'd like to dilute the wine for Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef was blind, he couldn't see. So Yavle Mazga, so the attendant gave him the wine to dilute. And Kitaima Amar, when he tasted it, Rav Yosef said, Dami hai miziga le miziga de Rava, brei de Rav Yosef bar Chama. This tastes like this wine was diluted by none other than Rava. And of course, he was right. Amrlei Anahu, it's me. I was the person. You are correct in your assessment. So Rav Yosef says, Lo tesev achrayach, don't sit ad mefarshishli hanikrai. Don't sit until you explain to me the following psukim. My dichsev wasn't mean the pasuk mi midbar matano umi matano nachliel, minachliel babamos babamos hagai. So Amrlei Rava expounded and said, Im adam mesim asma kin midbar, the person makes himself like a midbar, shakol dashim bar, and travels over him and he's humble, Torah nitna lo, bimatano, he's going to have the gift of the Torah. The Kaven Shanifta Lama Matana once is given to him as a gift, as a reward, Nichlo Kel, it's going to be a Nachla, it's going to be a Kaj Baruch who's going to give it as a Nachla, as a Yerusha he's going to give over and pass over to his children. Shinemar Umimatana Nachlio. The Kaven Shanachlo Kel Ola Lugdula, once the Kaj Baruch gives him as a certain Yerusha that he's going to own it and be his, so then he's going to be elevated to a state of greatness. Shinemar Umenachlia Bamos. Bamos is a Lashon of Bama, high place. The Magus Liba, a person is a Bagai, but because of his great accomplishments and a great rise to greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to squash him, make him go back down and be humble. Shinemar Ubibamos Hagai, he's going to go from the top of the mountains to the valley. If you need to be Mashpil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil, you don't be a Bagai. Then Chozerbov, a person retracts and he says, "Okay, I'll be an Anava." Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Magbir, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate him once again. Shinemar Kol Gay, anyone who's in a valley, Yinase will be lifted, will be elevated. So Amar Rav Huna, Maidich said, "What does it mean in the pasuk Chayascha Yashuba that the animals are going to sit Tachin B'Tavascha L'Ani Elokim, that they're going to prepare themselves for the Aniyim?" And that what's this pasuk mean? So Im Adam Meisim Atzmo B'Chayizuv, a person makes himself like a wild animal, Shederesh V'Ochelas, that grabs and kills and eats like a wild animal. So then, in other words, he continues to chazer and chazer and chazer, eats. So then he'll be miskayim. Then the Torah will be miskayim. The Ikadami, others say Shemasrechas V'Ochelas, that a wild animal eats his prey, even though it's dirty, disgusting. So to a person, if he degrades himself in such a way, he doesn't care what he eats. He just mamish focuses on learning. The food is very secondary. How it tastes, how it looks, he doesn't care. So then Talmudo miskayim biyado. Vimlav, a person does not have this mentality, doesn't act this way, ein tamudo miskaim biyado. So a person needs to either, or both, has to be just grab and chop the rest of his, eat what he can, and also not care so much about what he's physically eating. Vim osa kein, a person does all this, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is also lo suda ba'atma. Kadosh Baruch himself will prepare a nice feast for a person, shenemar, tachin mitavascha le'ani elokim. Kadosh Baruch himself will prepare a beautiful tavascha le'ani to those who are poor. So Amar Bechiba Abba, Amar Yochanan, Maidich, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, Notzer Teina Yochapir, those who protect the fig will eat the fruit? So Lama Nimshal Divrei Torah Kiteina, why is Torah compared to figs? Ma Teina Zu, just like Teina Kozman Sha'adam Mimashashes Bo, a person always finds the fig tree, you're always going to find another fig. As Rashi points out, the figs don't all ripen at the same time, they slowly go throughout the season, so therefore you're always going to find a fig at some point during the season. Motzi Bo Teina, you're always going to find figs. Af Divrei Torah, so too Divrei Torah Kozman Sha'adam Hogeban, when a person begins to learn, Motzi Ben Tam, you're going to find something, some time, some taste, some chidish. You'll find. Chassam Sofer quoted this, that we see from the Gemara here, that person always has a certain chiddush. Don't say, oh, this sugi has already been learned well, there's nothing for me to add. There's always a chiddush. You always a person, a mimamesh betena, you're going to find a fig that grew. There's something that's a chiddush for you in every area of Torah. Don't give up and say it's already been taken care of. So then the Gemara says, Amar Bishmuel bar Nachmani, Ma'adich, so was it in the pasuk when it says, Ayeles, Ahavim, Ve'yales Chein, the ram is going so beloved to her spouse. So Lama Nimshul Divrei Torah La'ayeles, why is Torah compared to that of a ram of some sort? Lomer L'chad, tell me, Ma'ayeles Rachmat Sar, just like the Ayeles is Rachmat Sar, the area is very narrow, V'chaviva Al-Ba'ola, Kol Shah V'Shah, and she's very pleasant to her spouse, if you will, b'kishar rishon, just like the first time. After divrei Torah chaviv ma'al lomdeim, so to Torah is always going to be so sweet and special to the one who learns it. The kol shav v'sha b'kishar rishon, just like the first time a person learned, that excitement could always exist after all the chidushim, the person, the newness a person always finds from his constant learning. But yal aschein is going to ma'al aschein al lomdeim, it's going to add a certain chein to those who learn it, a certain love and a certain attraction to those who learn it. There's always going to be the dadim from the chest. There always be what to nurse the children. So lamna nimshul divrei Torah kedad. Why is a Torah compared to a dad? Ma dad zeh, just like a woman's a dad. Kol zman she tatinok mimashpesh b'motzeh b'chav. There's always going to be milk. The child can always find milk to nurse from. Af divrei Torah, so to Torah is kol zman she adam hoge behen. Every time a Talmid Chacham learns a Torah, most of them time is going to find taste just like a milk. I'll tell you another thing. Rabbi Nachman writes actually in the beginning, another reason why Torah is compared to chalav, or which element, she's like chalav is where the mother gives a child, so to the element of chalav is where Rebbe teaches a Talmud. It's chalav is the element of teaching others, giving to others. That's the aspect of a Torah being compared to chalav. So Gemara says further now, Bahavasa Tishka Talmud, there's always going to be the constant love and desire for each other. Gagon Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas, he was a great example of the great love attraction, or you know, he was really mamish addicted to Torah. So Amar Lav al Rebbe Elazar, it says about him, Shaya Yoshev v'osik b'Torah b'shuk hatachton shel tzipori. He was learning in the lower part of the shuk. I always imagine this like a mall with two levels of a mall. The shuk, so he was on the bottom floor of the mall. This is shuk and Sidona Mutal b'shuk he'elyon shel tzipori. He forgot his coat up in the upstairs, top level of the shuk. So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak bar Elazar, he said, Pamach is one time ba Adam Litla, one person tried to snatch his coat. He left behind because he was so engaged in Torah, he forgot his things behind him. So a person said, oh, there's a coat, no one's around, let me take the coat. A person tried getting it, Umatza Balsar, if he found the snake that was protecting it for Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas. But the point here is, he was so engrossed in his learning, he was so addicted to it, he lost his mind sometimes. He was in his mind, but he lost his articles of clothing because he was so focused on his love for learning Torah. So Gemara then says, Tana de Bei Rav Anam, my dich, so what does it mean in the pasuk, roch ve'asonos, those who ride on asonos tzcharos, certain bright donkeys, yoshe al midin, those who are sitting on the din Torah, v'holche al derech sicha, those who are traveling in speech. So what it means is, roch ve'asonos, those who are carrying, or rather riding on donkeys, elu tamidei chachamim, shemahalchin me'ir le'ir, medina le'medina le'motor, those who are traveling by donkey to learn. Shosin kitzicharos, that they're white. Shosin osam katsaraim, that they make the Torah so clear and white as the day. Yoshrei al midin, those who are sitting in din Torah, shedanin din emes lamito, they have they're very accurate in their judgment. But holchei, those who are traveling, elu bali mikra, those who are walking through Tanakh, al derech on the path, elu bali mishnah, and sicha al bali talmid, shekol sichasin divrei Torah. So these are different elements, different section of Torah between Tanakh, Mishnayos, and Gemara. That's a reference to these who are learning different areas of the Torah. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav Shizvi, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. My dich, so what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, lo yachroch remia tzeda, that a person who is a trickster of some sort, he's a hunter, remia tzeda, he's a deceitful catcher, so he's not going to get roasted. What that means is, lo yichia, yachroch, they say, means lo yichia, he won't live. Lo yachroch, they take the word yachroch and take the yichia and aroch, two different words, the person will not live, nor will he live lo yachroch yamim, tzayid haramai. A guy who's a trickster, a guy who plays games, wasn't mean a tzayid ramai. So if you look at Rashi, three lines from the top, now tzayid ramai, shemar b'begir seveno mechazer, the guy who learns a lot, but doesn't chazer anything. If he doesn't chazer, he plays games, he pretends, he learns a lot, pretends he knows a lot, but he actually knows nothing, and that guy's not going to have a richas yamim. Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, not true. He says, actually, a tzayid ramai yachroch. He says it's really meant to be written in Betmiah. It's a question. It says, it should say in the pasuk that lo yachroch remir tzeda, where persons or ramai tzeda doesn't get a long life, doesn't have a richas yamim. It should. What's a tzayid ramai? How come a guy who's a trickster of a hunter, how come he's going to be zochet the good life? So he says, ki asa rav dimi amar, what it means is mashal atzayid shetzad siporm. A guy catches birds. And what happens is, in rishon, mishaber knafav mishamer. So the first bat bird he catches, he breaks a wing, so it can't fly away. And the next one, he breaks the wings and can't fly away. So then, imlav, if he doesn't do that, he catches a bird, and then moves the bird to the side to catch another one in the same trap, he's going to lose the first bird. So imlav, enibas mishamer. So to Torah, what it means is, when you make a catch, make sure you get it, you break its bone, you learn Torah, you chazer over it, you're konen, and then you move to the next one. So he actually learned the pasuk quite differently, that a person tied Ramai actually is a good model for Limud HaTorah. So So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, that my dechsev hon mehevel, that the wealth is worthless. Yimat, the person should minimize. The kobetz ayad yarbet, but a person who gathers slowly should increase. Meaning, when a person amasses a ton amount of money, so it ends up being worthless. But a person gathers things slowly, chips away kobetz yad hand by hand, then yarbet that he's going to increase. What does this mean? Is it a reference to Torah? Im osa adam tarasa chavilz chavilz. A person makes Torah, he learns so much bundles and bundles at a time, so they miss by it, he's not going to gain anything. It's too much learning. You're trying to accomplish so much in one day, it's going to be too much for a person, he's not going to retain anything. If it's kobetz al yad, if he does slowly, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then yarba, then he's going to be able to slowly pick up and build upon what he's learned. So Amar Rava, Rava says further, Yadei Rabbanan Lahamilsa V'Avrila. Rabban knew this concept, but they violated it. Meaning they loved Torah so much, they weren't willing to learn a little. They wanted to learn a lot. So even though they learned a lot, they weren't so matzliach in what they were remembering because they were doing too much. They were doing chavilas, chavilas. They should really learn a little bit. And chazer, chazer, chazer. Do a little bit more. Chazer, chazer, chazer until you know it. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ana Avdata Avdase, I actually did this. V'kayim B'yadei, and I was successful. I learned a little bit. I chazered many, many times. I moved on to the next page. Not to learn a ton, and then not to chaz at all. That's not going to lead to anywhere successful. So the Gemara, the Chachamim tried doing it, but they're not very successful in doing so. So the Gemara then says, Tani Rabbanan. The Brisa says, Keta Tzeder Misha. What exactly is the order that person should line, the Misha was taught to us? So Moshe Laman Mipia Gura. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu. Nichnas Aaron. Aaron came in after Moshe learned once. Vishana La Moshe Pirko. Then Moshe taught it to Aaron. And then Nisalik Aaron moved over to the side. V'yashav l'smol, Moshe sat to the left side of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nichnisu banav, then the children came in. V'shana lehen Moshe Pirka, and Moshe taught those that he taught to Aaron. Aaron he taught to Bnei Aaron. Nisalku banav, then Bnei Aaron moved over to the side. Elazar yashav l'min Moshe. Elazar on the right side of Moshe. V'tamar l'smol Aaron, and then the Itamar was on the left side of Aaron. So that's how the whole setup was. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yolam Aaron Liyamin Moshe Choser. Aaron was always on the right side of Moshe, not on the left side. So Nichnasu, then after the Bnei Aaron came and sat next to Aaron and Moshe, Nichnasu Zakanim, the Zakanim came in, Vishana Lehen Moshe Pirka, and the Moshe taught them. Nistalku Zakanim, then the Zakanim left and moved to the side actually. Nichnasu Kalam, then everyone else came into the big area. Vishana Lehem Moshe Pirkan, and Moshe taught them. Nimtsu Biad Aaron Arba. Aaron learned four times in Moshe Benu, chazering whatever they learned. And Biad Banav Shlosha, and then the children learned three times. Biad Zakanim Shnayim, and the Zakanim learned twice. Ubiad Kalam Achad, and the Amisal learned once in Moshe Benu. Then Nisalak Moshe left the building, and then Vishana Lehem Aaron Pirkan. Then Aaron became the Rebbe, and Aaron taught everyone what they learned. Nistalak Aaron, then Aaron left. And then everyone at that point, learned four or three or two times. Then Shanulhen Bana Pirkan, and then the Bnei Aaron taught whoever was remaining. Nistalku Banav, then the Banav left because they heard already four times. Then Shanulhen Zakanim, then the Zakanim ended up teaching Pirkan. And Nimsu Biyadakol Arba, turned out everybody learned four different times, right? From the perspective of the Am Yisrael, who were the last ones, they learned from Moshe once, from Aaron, from Bnei Aaron, and from Zakanim. So everyone learned four times, the different teachers, but a total of four times everyone learned. So the Gemara then says, "Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar." From here we learn, "Chayv Adam Lishnos the Tamido Arba Pam." Person needs to teach his students four times. Kavachomer Ma Aaron Shalabad Bipi Moshe. Aaron learned from Moshe. Umoshe Bipi Gvura. They learn from the source itself. They learn four times. Zakach Hediot Bipi Hediot to us from each other. You know, Hediot to a Hediot. Ach Zakama Kama. Certainly, we need at least four times, if not much more than that. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Minayin Shechayv Adam Lishnos L'Tamido Ad Shilam Denu. How do we know a person should teach his students until he mamish knows it? V'lam des b'nei Yisrael, to teach them. This is Parshas Vayelech a couple weeks ago. So that you have to teach it until they understand it. U'minayin Ad Shetei Sedurim B'fim. How do you know it has to be organized in their mouth? Shenemar Sima B'fim. Place it in their mouths. Minayin Shechayv L'Haros L'Panam. You have to show them a beautiful panam. You have to be Besimcha. The Gemara says, "Shenemar ve'ela b'shpatim asher tosim l'fnem." You have to place them in front of him. You have to place them with a certain panim, the reason. The panim means the tamim, the reason. You have to place them l'fnem in front of him with the understanding of the reasons behind it. To simply tell them what the halacha is without the reasoning behind it, that would be incorrect. You have to place it in front of them with the reasons in order for them to understand and remember things better. So then the Gemara says, "Ligmaru kulu miMoshe Rabbeinu." Right back to the beginning of the story here. Why don't we let everybody come in together? Why Moshe have to teach Aaron and then the Banav and then they have to leave? Why not everyone come in initially and learn as a Talmidim, just like Aaron learned the first time? So the Gemara explains, "Kidei lachlug covered la'aron uvanav uvkavod lizakenim." He wanted to show special respect and honor to Aaron, to Bnei Aaron, and to the zakenim. So they learned special from Moshe Benu before anyone else was able to learn from them. V'nil Aaron v'nigmar Moshe. So why didn't Aaron go in and learn from Moshe also four times? V'layla bnei ligmar Aaron, and then so let Aaron learn four times from Moshe, and then let Moshe leave. Then let the Bnei Aaron learn from Aaron himself four times, and let them leave. Why have to be like they learned from four different rebbeim? So and then I lay zakenim lofay mi banava lays legemar lechulu. So again, the idea would be Aaron learns from Moshe four times, Moshe leaves. Then let Aaron teach the Bnei Aaron four times, then Aaron should leave. Then Bnei Aaron should teach the zakenim four times, then Bnei Aaron leave, and then the zakenim teach Am Yisrael four times. Why not do it that way? And kaven de Moshe mipi gvura gamar misaya milsa. Since Moshe learned directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain siyata the Shema that Moshe had, and therefore Moshe wanted to teach everyone at least one time to chop that from the original source. So Gemara then says, Amar Mar, we said above, there's machlokus where exactly Aaron sat. Did Aaron sit to the left, or did he sit to the right? Sit to the right of Moshe Benu. So Rabbi Huda Omer, li olam Aaron, li yimin Moshe Chose, he always sat on the right side of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachamim felt he was on the left side. So, come on, Azla Hodatanya. Who is the author of the following Braisa? Shlosha Shayim Alchin Maderach. Three people are traveling. Harav Beemsa the Rav. The greatest one among them is in the center. The Gadda Bimina Vakatan Mismal. The second one is going to be the right. And the third one, junior guy, will be on the left side. Velema. So, Rabbi Yehuda, this must be Rabbi Yehuda, where the Gadol was on the right, Aaron was on the right side. Below Rabbanan, must be Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. The Gemara says, "Afil tamer Rabbanan mishum tircha de Aaron." Perhaps it was really, even the Rabbanan would agree that it goes on the right side because of the tircha of Aaron. So to have him go from the to the right side, that would be inappropriate. In other words, when it's just two people, so then the greater one's the right and the other one's on the left side. But once there are three people, then you have to move the greater one to the right side of the Rebbe and the other one to the left side. So to have Aaron move back and forth, it just looks very funny. So once Aaron initially sat on the left side of Moshe Rabbeinu, it made sense to just leave him there on the left side. So Gemara then says, Rav Preda Havalei Hahu Tamida, had a certain student, Dehavai Tani Le Arba Mea Zimnei Vagomer. He learned 400 times before he actually understood what was going on. So Yom Echad, one time, Bai Le Milsa the Mitzvah, he needed to go to a particular mitzvah, and Tani Le, he taught it 400 times, Vlo Gomer, but wasn't able to retain it. He was in a rush, so it wasn't successful. So Amar Le, Rav Preda said, Ha'inna Maishana, he says to the Talmud, what's different now? You learned 400 times, and suddenly today you can't remember what's going on? What's pshat? So Amar Leh, the Talmud says to Rav Preda, Midahi Shaita Amar Leh Lamar, Ika Milsa de Mitzvah. I was told there's a certain mitzvah that needs my assistance. Aschil Daita, as Mesiach Daita, I didn't have the clarity of the mind to remember. V'chol Shaita, every time I was learning it, I was saying, Hashakaimar, they need me. It sounds like to me a little bit of anxiety going on, a little OCD. The guy learns 400 times, he's so nervous about the next step here, but whatever the mentality, he couldn't focus properly, even after learning it 400 times. Amar Leh, Hav Daitcha V'asni Lachi. So Rav Preda says, just focus and let me teach it to you. So Hadar Tani Le Dalad Mea Zimne Achrida. So Rebbe had the patience to teach his Talmud 400 times. Can you imagine a Rebbe teaching a student 400 times? Let alone twice. I don't get it, Rebbe. Oh, come on. Are you stupid or something? And 400 times he taught his Talmud. Imagine that? So he said after himself learning 400 times beforehand. Imagine the incredible patience. So Nafka Baskal of Amr Loi Baskal came out and said, Nichalech le Lisve lech dalad mea shane. So they asked Rav Preda, they saw in Shemayim the incredible patience as a Rebbe. So would you rather 400 years in this world to live for such a long life? Of the Tizkalat Vidarach La'al Maldasir, or have your schar just to be saved for Olam Haba. And he says, Amr, the Nitzke Ana Vidar La'al Maldasir, I want to save it for the Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tanu Luzu Luzu, I'm going to give you both. 400 years in this world, an incredible scar in the world above. I'm not sure about Rav Preda's life. It must be true. I don't know any meisim about him living so long other than this, but it'd be interesting to note, whenever you see Rav Preda, he lived for 400 and something years, it seems. So the Gemara then says, Amr Rav Chizda says, Ein Torah Niknes Ela B'Simanim. The Torah is only learned, only acquired with Simanim. This again is another plug for the Zichru program. Shenemar, it says, Sima B'Fim, you should place them in your mouth. Al Tikri Sima Ela Simana. It has to be a simon. You have to have mnemonics to use. Shama Rav Tachlifa Mima'arava, he heard, Azal Amra Akamid Rabbi Abahu. He taught this, and he went to teach this in front of Rabbi Abahu. Amra Atan Mehasam Masnisal, you learned it from that source of Sim Bafim, but we learned it Mehacha from a different pasuk. Masnisal, it says, Hatzivu Lacha Lach Tziunim Simu Lach Yushav Tziunim Asu Tziunim LaTorah. There should be signs, there should be markings in the Torah. Umay Mashu Dahai Tzion Lishon Tzimanahu. Who says the word Tzion
means a simon, means a mnemonic. A person sees a bone, he should place a tzir on a certain reminder, a certain sign that there's a bone here, there's tumah here. So we see it's a siman. So whether it's from the word mitzuyonim or whether from the word siman b'fim, it's the same idea that a person needs to create mnemonics to help him remember. And then finally, we'll stop with this, that Rabbi Lazar Amar Mihachi had a different pasuk, the same idea. Amar Emor L'Chachma Achosiat Umoda Labina Tikra. The person should call the Chachma, it should be referred to as a sister, and then he'll know it. Asu Modam L'Tor, you should make Modam. Modam is a sign, to be Modia something. You should make signs that helps you remember. And Rav Amar, Asu Moadim L'Tor, make Moadim, which means times. It should be certain Zmanim, which should be used for Limud HaTorah, which I guess is also perhaps a reference to Rashi says here, Asim Moed L'Torah, Kavu Itim L'Tamidim, Shiyadu Eis Lava L'Shanos. Teacher tell students when to come. It's a different drasha, but either way, the main part of this sugi is a person should make simanim. Okay, that was a big daf, but a lot of important things of how to retain Limud HaTorah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a